You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Staying in that place too long. I would have made it okay for you to do me wrong. I would have played the role one more day if I didn't hear my conscience on my choices made, thinking about the things I did to make you stay. I wonder sometimes why my love didn't turn to hate, but then I hear the same little voice inside me say, oh, look around, is it where you
Sounds of Brandy on this one titled Finally, bringing us to 10 past the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you and you and you. Allow me to welcome you guys into the crossover from this hour right up until the hour of 6 o'clock this afternoon. Let me just thank Tatena Luvanda for keeping you guys company. That is from the hour of 1 right up until the hour of 4 o'clock, where I will do take over and make sure that you have the best 2 hours ahead of you until I leave you guys in the hands of Hende on the Eagle Spot Zone. My voice, I'm still trying to, I don't know at this point what's going on, because I can confidently say that somehow the cough is gone, right? somehow, the cough, see, I don't know. I don't know what to do, but this whole struggle started on Friday. On Friday as well as when I was on air, I could feel my voice, you know, coming and going. So I don't know what is, really going on, but the cough, like really the cough has gone away. So right now it's just probably it's the aftermath, you know, of the cough and all that. But regardless, I know you guys can very well hear me. My voice is audible except when it tries to, you know, be husky and kind of like deep and sound like it's about to go or something like that. But yeah, I feel like, it's okay. It's all right. Especially the fact that it is, the last Sunday in the month of April. Next week Sunday, we will be in a new month, right? It's okay. So last week we had a conversation on, you know, the little decision that, can change everything in your life. You know, we spoke about, you know, the fact that sometimes it's not the big moments that define our lives, but sometimes it is the small ones, you know, the small ones that you, even you, when you are taking that decision, you don't even see or realize the impact it might have in your life overall. So that was the conversation for last week. You know, we looked at that and, it was a very great conversation. If you missed it, you can definitely catch it under podcasts. If there's any show that you missed in the last week, and you didn't get a chance to listen to it, once you get a chance or once you're able to, just go on our website or on the Eagle FM app under podcasts, just search for the day you'd like to listen to. So it's also the same with the crossover. In case you missed last Sunday's show, you can go in podcasts and look for the show for the 19th of April 2026 and you will find it there, right? So I also know somebody who is celebrating their birthdays today. I'd like to, just take this time and wish him a lovely birthday. That also goes to each and one of you who is also celebrating your birthdays today. It's actually two people. Hey, sorry. It's actually two people who are celebrating their birthday today who I actually know. Yeah, my bad. So happy birthday to you guys. I hope, you do enjoy your birthday. It is a new chapter. It is a new year. So wishing you nothing but the best for this new chapter. Growth, health, money, you know, opportunities, everything literally that you always wish for, everything that I usually think of, may they see the light of day. And also please do enjoy. Can be a Sunday. But remember that you can still enjoy, celebrate, and obviously not do things that are going to exhaust you and, you know, spoil on the energy you're supposed to go into with starting a new week. So, yeah, quarter past the hour of 4 o'clock. Today we also have an interesting, you know, conversation. Sorry about that. It's the aircon. Yeah, that's making that weird sound, if you can hear it. I'm feeling kind of like warm. I don't know. Maybe it's because I dressed something that is quite warm. Because usually by the time I leave here, it's kind of like a bit cold out there. So I just dressed, you know, to be safe. So now I'm kind of like feeling hot. Yeah, so I had to quickly switch on the aircon. So as I was saying, today we also have quite an interesting topic or conversation that we will dive into. It's in a little while from here, after I officially welcome you guys with an official welcoming song, you know, by the one and the only Lionel Richie. There was a time this song was, you know, the theme song for our show. But yeah, we kind of like moved away from that. But here and there, I do bring it back. I play it just to let you guys know that we are together in the next 2 hours, you know, listening to lovely music and also having conversations here and there. So I don't want to waste any more time. Here is Lionel Richie, Easy Like Sunday Morning. And on the other side of this one, I will see you with what we are discussing today on this afternoon. And also the funny thing is that I don't know if it's cold. I don't know if it's warm. Because also earlier on, before I came to the studio, you know, I went to take a shower. And when I was coming out of that shower, I was literally like sweating. I was asking myself like, is it hot? Is it cold? What's going on? You know, it's at this point, it's not really making sense as to what weather are we having. Is it cold or is it not? So here is Lionel Richie. I will see you on the other side. Do not go anywhere. Do not change the dial.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all. See a big stone and I bother. Yeah. Ooh. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy. To make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Sunday morning.
I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yes, easy like Sunday morning. Lionel Richie bringing us to 21 past the hour, 4 o'clock. And if you just joined in, well, you are welcome. Allow me to welcome you to the crossover right here on the only talk radio station in Namibia as well as beyond. Well, I know my voice somehow sounds a bit different. I have explained that. I also don't know what's going on, to be honest. You know, since Friday, it has been sounding like this. Even though I've been struggling with a cough for a few weeks now, right? And then I can confidently say that the cough is gone. But then now I don't know what is happening with the voice. I honestly don't know. But yeah, I am able to speak. I am able to, you know, be here and be in your company. But sometimes you might hear the voice kind of like going down, like going down, like it's about to disappear. While I'm still busy talking. Regardless, we can go on despite that small issue. I have a bottle of water here. When I feel like it's worsening, I'll just, you know, pour down some water on the throat. I'm sure that will play a trick here and there. But yeah, we are together. We are together. And of course, before the musical break, well, I said that when we come back, I will come get into what we are going to talk about today. You know, last Sunday, we really had an interesting conversation. To be honest, I liked it so much. And if you missed it, you can catch it under podcasts, either on our Eagle FM app or on the website. So what are we talking about today? What is on the table today? So today we are going to talk about what's holding us back. Us as people, us as individuals, what is holding us back? So this is the conversation for this afternoon. We are going to, you know, discuss the hidden and obvious barriers that seem to keep people from moving forward in life, you know. And these hidden and obvious barriers that we are going to talk about could be internal struggles like fear and self-doubt, to external pressures such as expectations. We all know that when it comes to societal expectations, family expectations, expectations in general, they can also be a problematic thing in our lives. It can also be pressures from finances, pressures from environment. So the conversation is going to talk about why people feel stuck and what it takes to break through. So I do invite you to, you know, tune in and also reflect on your own limitations and consider how you can move past these limitations, because it seems like a lot of us are really, you know, we are not moving forward in our life because there are just certain things that are holding us back. So we are going to start off with this voice. Okay, let's go for a quick break. Let me drink a bit of water and then we'll come continue shortly. Tune in every Sunday from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week. Yes, so we are going to start off by talking about internal barriers. So internal barriers, these are what usually leads to us not moving forward or holding us back as individuals. Okay, a quick break. Tune in every Sunday, sir, from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Okay, let's now continue. So we are going to start off discussing, you know, internal barriers. What are internal barriers and how do they contribute, you know, to holding us back initially in our life? So internal barriers, we are going to start off by explaining what are they. Internal barriers are self-imposed mental and emotional obstacles that often subconsciously, you know, prevent individuals from taking action, reaching their full potential and achieving personal or professional fulfillment, right? So these hidden hurdles are deeply rooted in thoughts, in beliefs, and also past experiences rather than external circumstances. So we are now going to look at a few primary internal barriers that hold people back in life. So the first one is limiting beliefs and negative self-talk. You know, there is something that is called the inner critic, right? So the inner critic is a constant voice that whispers, I'm not good enough. Literally whispering in your ear nonstop, I am not good enough. I'll never succeed. Or who am I to want more? So this inner critic, you know, negative self-talk, self-doubt can lead to one, you know, feeling like, why am I doing this? Am I worthy of this? Let me give you an example of applying for a job. You know, you are constantly applying for a job and you don't seem to get even a call back or an invitation, you know, to go attend an interview. None of that. But you keep applying for jobs. But nothing seems to happen. You know, there is a likelihood of negative self-talk that is going to develop. So this is the inner critic where you might start hearing a voice that will keep telling you that you are not good enough. You are not good enough. And then you even start asking yourself, will I ever succeed? It doesn't look like I will ever succeed in your life or in my life. And then you also start thinking words like, who am I to want more? You know, let me say you have a small job that you do have right now. And every time you are applying for another job, a better job, and then, but nothing happens, you are likely to go that route, which is negative self-talk. And then you now start asking yourself, who am I to want more? If you are just a teacher and probably you want a position of a head of department, HOD, and then nothing is happening, you are likely to ask yourself, who am I to want more? Maybe basically this is what I was created to be. So who am I to want more? So initially, the first thing when we talk about limiting beliefs and negative self-talk, we talk about the inner critic, which is a constant voice that whispers negative things, negative thoughts to yourself, I'm not good enough, I'll never succeed, or who am I to want more? Now, the next one is untrue stories. You know, when you accept limiting narratives as facts, you know, such as work isn't supposed to be fun, or it is what it is, which justify playing small. So when you actually believe narratives as facts, things that are untrue, and you take them as true, you are holding yourself back, or you are likely to hold yourself back. Now, there are a lot of stories that I might give, or misconceptions that most people tend to take in and believe without having facts, without looking for facts. And then at the end of the day, that just pushes you back or holds you back. And also another thing is worthiness issues. Worthiness issues, it's a deeply ingrained belief that you do not deserve success, you do not deserve happiness, and you also don't deserve abundance. Right? So when you have this issue of worthiness, you don't know how worthy you are, or you feel like, I don't think, you know, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be this happy. Let me give an example of, there's a documentary that I watched, and the documentary was about, you know, someone who did not believe that they deserve to be happy, right? They had this belief that, okay, the story is a bit long, but I'll try to make it short. You see, if as a child you were exposed to things that might make you feel unworthy, and then as you grow older, you happen to meet a person or people who show you how worthy you are and make you feel how worthy you are going to have worthiness issues, like a lot of it. So this particular person who I watched in this documentary, as a child, you know, they were abandoned. They went into the system where they had to move from foster home to foster home. And during that period in time, they did not experience happiness. They did not experience love and all that, until one day when they met a guy, I think it was in college, where she met this guy or this man, you know, who just made her see life, the opposite of what she was used to. You know, she was used to suffering. She was used to no love. No happiness and all that. And this guy actually just brought the opposite of that. So when she started seeing that other side, it was a very difficult thing for her, you know, to try and understand, okay, this is also normal for you as a person. And this is okay to happen to you as a person or as an individual. So this is where we say that, you know, people will tend to accept limiting narratives as facts. People will end up believing lies, as if these lies are the truth. And what happens? They end up, you know, having internal barriers. And these internal barriers, they hold them back. So another thing is, you know, fear-based limitations. Fear-based limitations, I think a lot of us, if not all of us, we do suffer with fear-based limitations in terms of, you know, fear of failure, you know, the fear of making mistakes, the fear of not wanting to try something because you're like, how is it going to turn out? So fear-based limitations are also another aspect that does hold us back, like a lot of us. You know, when we talk about fear of failure or fear of making mistakes, it's a paralyzing worry that making an error will lead to shame or loss. So this leads to inaction or playing it safe. When you are supposed to try things out, you know, go beyond your limitations. But because you have this fear, and this fear is something that you really worry about, it even ends up just making you to not even do anything. What are you doing? You are holding yourself back. Fear of success. There are people who are actually scared of being successful. I was shocked. I was shocked at the fact that, you know, there are people who fear to be successful in this life. I was like, what? But it is actually true. It's real. So fear of success is a hidden fear that success brings too much responsibility, and it also brings increased vulnerability. So people would rather opt not to be successful. People would rather not to do anything or involve themselves in anything that is going to bring success to them. They would rather be where they are, not, you know, growing, not expanding in anything, because they are scared that if they are successful, you know, a lot of things, a lot of responsibilities will come in their hands, will come in their shoulders, and it also increases vulnerability. Yes, I was actually like, wow, that is crazy. So all of these things, these are things that hold us back initially. You know, I will come give an example as the show goes on. I think this is one example us as black people really, really believe in, really, really manifest in when it comes to what could initially be holding us back or you back as an individual. So we will go for a break and we'll come continue. That is on the other side. Do not go anywhere. We are together right here on The Crossover.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
I almost said El Shangwe. Yes, so basically, that is like, yes, and Shangwe, yes. And we continue with our conversation prior to the break. Yeah, sometimes when I'm on this Sunday show, it usually, you know, I don't know what usually happens in the mind, but sometimes I'll find myself thinking, we are deep into the Silozi program, and when I come back from the break, I try to speak Silozi. But yeah, we continue. So, you know, we started off with internal barriers. Internal barriers, we looked at, you know, limiting beliefs and negative self-talk, which are the inner critic where there's a constant voice that whispers in your ear to say, you are not good enough. You will never succeed. Who are you to want more in this life? You know, also, aren't you stories whereby us as people, we accept limiting narratives as facts, which can be damaging in terms of trying to move forward or grow in your life. And also worthiness issues. A lot of us struggle with worthiness, you know. We have this deeply ingrained belief that you do not deserve success. You don't deserve happiness. You also don't deserve abundance. And we also looked at fear-based limitations where other people actually have natural fear of success because they believe that success brings too much responsibilities and also it comes with increased vulnerability. So they'd rather not see themselves succeed or become successful in life. We also looked at the fear of, you know, failure or the fear of making mistakes because this is a paralyzing worry that if you make an error, it will lead to shame. Like people will be like, what the hell is wrong with you? Or we knew you were not going to succeed. We knew, you know. But initially, this is just fear. This is just something that is in your mind. And then because you have this thing in your mind, which is paralyzing you so much to worry about making an error or a mistake, so you end up not doing anything. You end up playing itself. Sometimes playing itself is okay, but not all the time. So we will also finish up, you know, the internal barriers with how self-doubt shapes decisions. I think all of us, we have experienced, you know, a moment of self-doubt. And self-doubt, if you let it manifest, it shapes your decisions. And usually these decisions, they are never good at all. They are never good at all. So if you are experiencing self-doubt, I would advise you to not let it manifest into making you, you know, shape decisions or make decisions, because those decisions are not going to be good, you know. And self-doubt usually holds us back, to be honest. It does, you know, where you are now thinking, am I capable? Am I able to do this? And then you end up making a decision to say, I don't think I'm able to do this thing, so I'm not even going to try. I will not. And that's one thing that I have learned to stay away from, self-doubt. I would rather other people doubt my capabilities rather than me, myself, and I, you know, doubt my own capabilities. Nope, not doing that. And also we have issues of overthinking and procrastination also really, really play a long way when it comes to what's holding us back in life. We know that overthinking usually leads to, you know, not good results, as well as procrastination. It also leads to basically you not tapping into whatever you're supposed to do and, you know, grasp onto it and start doing. So all of these things, these are things that quietly delay progress in life. So you will find yourself, you know, being held back, not moving forward, even though you want to move forward, even though you want to do a lot with your life. But because there are things of like failure or fear, you know, fear of success, self-doubt, overthinking, procrastination, you know, negative self-talk, limiting beliefs, all of these things, if they are there, you are not going to move forward, unfortunately. Right? 14 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. I really, really, really spoke, so much on this point of, you know, internal barriers. So now we are going to move into, you know, other factors. Yes, other factors, which are mindset, right? when we talk about limiting us behind or holding us behind, what other factors apart from internal barriers might also be contributing, you know, to us having a delayed progress with our lives and not moving forward. So we will go on a break, and then we will come continue on the other side. We have a song by SVW, which is titled Use Your Heart. I will see you right after this one. Don't go anywhere. Your heart and not your eyes. 10 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. That was SWV, Use Your Heart, right? We continue with our conversation. Yes, we do continue with our conversation, which is about what's holding us back generally a lot of us seem not to be moving forward. We seem to be stuck where we are and not moving forward. So the big question is, what's holding us back? What is it? So far, we have looked at, you know, internal barriers, these are, you know, the fear of failing, the fear of success, and also self-doubt, how self-doubt, you know, shapes decisions, and also overthinking, and also procrastination. They do quietly delay progress. So now we move into another factor which could be contributing in terms of holding us back in life in general, what that could be. So another thing is, you know, a lot of us really did not grow up with money, right? We did not grow up with money. We did not grow up with success. We didn't grow up with identity, you know, or what do we deserve? We did not grow up with those things. And we all know that in life, most of these things that are, they do play a role in influencing choices. So if you did not grow up with money, there is no way you are going to have money and have an idea of how are you going to utilize that money moving forward, or, you know, to progress yourself as an individual, because you did not grow up with money. You have no idea on how you can become successful with this money that you have just found. I think an example that I can give is, have you seen people who win lotteries? What they do with their money? Have you seen? And I believe that, it could be because the person who won the lottery did not grow up with money. So they do not have an idea of how can they progress themselves as an individual in this life with the money that they just had gotten. Since we are all hearing that of all these things, these are things that influence choices. And when they influence choices at the end of the day, you are likely going to move forward. You will not be held back. And also when it comes to identity, identity, basically, I would say the people you grew up around, who were these people or who are these people? And usually I start with the parents, you know, the mother, the father. What did your father do? What does your father do? Or what does your mother do as an identity? Because you look up to them. These are people who you look up to at the end of the day. And from father and mother comes the elder siblings. The elder siblings who end up, you know, leaving high school, going to university, and then after university become something in life. If you don't have this identity, it's also likely that you are not going to move forward because you don't know what it is that you are supposed to do in life. So this is unfortunate. A lot of us, you know, what's holding us back is the fact that we lack this identity. We did not grow up with this identity to see that, you know what? If you don't do this, this is where you are going to end up. If you do this, this is where you are going to end up. A lot of us who are held back, it's because we are trying to, I don't know which correct word to use, but we are trying to, you know, live off the identity that we know or what we exposed to. And usually all of these things, these are the things that really, really play a major role in terms of helping us move forward in life. Because if you did not grow up with money and you end up getting money, you are not going to go anywhere. Believe me. And if you did not grow up with an identity all around people who were more of, I want to succeed, and they were successful, they became successful, you know, they did not fear success, you are likely to be successful as well. But if you're exposed to people who are like, I'm scared of becoming successful because success comes with this responsibility that I do not want, you are not going to be successful. So these are also limiting beliefs that people grow up with, you know, in terms of money, success, identity, and what they deserve at the end of the day. So we are also going to look at external factors such as, you know, the environment. What environment are you from, you know, and family expectations. What is your family expecting from you at the end of the day? Are your family expectations holding you back? Is the reason why you are not progressive in life because of family expectations? And we will also look at peer pressure. You know, peer pressure sometimes can also contribute into holding you back as an individual. So these are a few things will come continue. That is after a musical break. It is 3 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock, and we are together. Yes, on this last Sunday in the month of April, the fourth month in the year 2026. You know, this year is also rushing. I was actually thinking that it's not rushing anyway. It's okay. It's moving on a good pace. But then after April, you know, like since we started April, I realized that no, it's actually running. I don't know where to, but it's running. So here is Sounds of Coolio. I'll see you when you get there. If you ever get there, see you when you get there. Something like that.
Now I see places and faces. Things you ain't never thought about thinking. If you ain't peeped, then you must be drinking and smoking. Pretending that you're looking, but you're broken. Let me get you open. Now little Timmy got his diploma and little Timmy got life. And Tamika around the corner just took her person off the bike. The other homie shot the other homie and ran off with his money. And when the other homies heard about it, they thought that it was funny. But who's the dummy? Cause now you done lost the hustler. A down brother done been replaced by a buster. And though I got love for you, I know I can't trust you. Cause my crew is rolling numbers and your crew is rolling dusters. And just because of that, you act like you don't like a brother no more. I guess that's just the way it go. I ain't trying to preach. I believe I can reach, but your mind ain't prepared. I see you when you get there. Temptation and faith, I guess we're living for the day. I seen a man get swept off his feet by moving in a situation so twisted, everybody getting lifted. I'm just trying to take care of my kids and handle my business. Yeah, it's way too serious, so you gotta pay close attention so you don't get caught slipping when it comes to you all are kidding. Life is a big game, so you gotta play it with a big heart. Some of us gotta run a little faster because we gotta let it start. But I'll be a fool to surrender when I know I can be a contender. If everybody's a sinner, then everybody can be a winner. No matter your rag color, deep down we all brothers. And regardless of the time, somebody up there still love us. I'm a scuffle and struggle until I'm breathless and weak. I done strived my whole life to make it to the mountain peak. Always keep reaching, sure to grab on to something. I'll be there when you get there, waiting with the sounds bumping.
advantage of your own. The realest homies that you've been knowing for the longest. But some ain't missing a good thing until it's gone. We have built an empire, not for the jealousy that divides us. We prefer to keep our eyes shut to this right when it's something tomorrow we desire. So hold your head up high if you're poor and righteous. I know time seems dry and problems seem endless. But in times of despair, we gotta pull ourselves together. And if you feel you're out the game, then you need to get back in. Cause that's worse than a quitter. You gotta face responsibility one day, my brother. So gather up your pity and turn into ambition. And put your vehicle in drive and stop by my side.
Every Sunday, so from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week.
Yeah.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Everyone falls in love sometimes. Sometimes it's wrong, and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale, yeah, yeah. Say,
shoot, 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 shoot,
baby. Do, do,
shoot, shoot,
that.
Shoot, baby. Shoot, 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 baby.
All you gotta do is say,
shoot, shoot, baby.
Sometimes you'll cry. Life never tells us the winds are wise. When you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find a point when you will exhale. Yeah, yeah. Say,
shoot, shoot, shoot,
baby.
On this one that is titled Exhale, Shoop Shoop, bringing us to 11 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Yours. So welcome to the second hour of the show. Well, we have round about 48 minutes, yes, for me to say goodbye to you on this last Sunday in the month of April. So come next Sunday, we are going to be in a brand new month, which is going to be the fifth month in the year, 2026. Yeah. Can you hear how I have mastered, you know, the word on my tongue? Yes, that it just comes out well without any struggles. You might not even think that initially I'm from region one. When you hear me saying words like, 3,000, you know, sixth, you know, fifth, sixth. Yeah, they usually say, if you want to know where this person, is from in Namibia, which region are they from? Just tell them to pronounce something that has a TH. Yeah, then you will know for sure that this one is from where. But people like me who have mastered, you know, how the word has to come out of your tongue, you will never catch us. You might think we are from the old regions. I've been lying to people for the longest time now. When they ask me, where are you from? Then I'll just say, I'm from Omsati. But I just did not grow up there, but I'm from there. They usually believe me. Yeah, because there's nothing really that ties me to the other region, unless if I speak the language, which I can just say I happen to be in the region for quite some time, and my tongue got a hold of the languages, and people are just going to believe. So today we are talking about what's holding us back. A lot of us seem to be struggling to move forward, and we seem to forget that some of these things that hold us back, it's things that we can work on and change ourselves, right? For the musical break, well, we looked at other external factors such as the environment, you know, family expectations, peer pressure, and also lack of opportunities, which can hold people back, right? And these are things that can be challenged, and these are things that can be changed. Let's say the external factor that is holding you back, you know, you can't move forward. Maybe it's the environment where you are in. This is something you can actually change. Because let me say, if the environment where you are, or the environment where you are living currently, it's an environment where you cannot move forward, where you can't grow, whether it's career-wise, whether it's academically, whatever it is, you have to move from that environment. Take yourself out of that environment and go into an environment where you think you are likely to grow as an individual, rather than being held back, right? I've heard a lot of people, you know, tell me that they moved from this small town to the city, or they moved from this small town to a better town because they didn't see themselves growing in that particular environment. And this is why they opted, you know, to move to a bigger town or here in the city, right? And I've also heard people say that they are basically staying in the city because it's easier for them. Hey. Yeah, ne? Yeah, so it's easier for them, you know, to be in the city where they can multitask in terms of having a job here, and also going to study full time at the university. So such things, you know. So if the external factor for you that is holding you back to grow as a person is the environment, well, you can challenge that and you can also change that, right? So when we move to family expectations, what family expectations are holding you back as a person, right? What are they? Let me give an example of probably you haven't been able to study, you know, to grow academically because every month you are helping out back home, or every month some family members or a family member, or you have to assist a family member each and every month, which holds you back into trying to grow academically or grow in any other way. It might be to start a business, but because you have to help a family member or family members every month, it's hindering you into growing in other ways in your life. That is something you can also change. You know, that is something that you can actually challenge and work on. One thing I've realized is that family, even if they don't understand, or if they understand your situation or where you are coming from, they can really never, you know, hold you accountable to be responsible with their life, especially if it's extended family members. It's difficult if you are the breadwinner. Let me give an example of you are the father in that household. And the wife and the kids, they are all relying on you. That can be a difficult one. But usually family expectations, really, it's never like our immediate family, like my kids and my spouse. It's usually the extended family members. And this is something you can actually change if you really want to move forward. And you know very well that what is holding you back is family expectations. Peer pressure. Yeah, peer pressure seems to be in most discussions that we usually have on the crossover. And peer pressure is something that has landed a lot of us, for example, in financial disasters or financial setbacks that we never anticipated on because of peer pressure. Other people are in friendships or friend groups where they are honestly not supposed to be in. You know, I'm not rich. I don't think I have a rich friend. In fact, I don't remember having a rich friend at all. Right? Or I don't remember having a friend who is way higher than me in terms of background, where I'm coming from and where they are coming from, what I have in that point in time and what they have in that point in time. Because usually what I realize is that every time I would find myself with a friend who is coming from a better family, there would be this expectation from me, you know, do this, do this, do that. And peer pressure is something that is very terrible, colleagues. It's very bad. And I have seen it even in this adult life that I am living now. There are people who actually still succumb to peer pressure. So peer pressure is also something that can hold you back in life. Because your colleague, or let me not even go there. Let me just say your friend, right? Because your friend happened to get married, you also feel like, because my friend got married, I'm also getting married. But now them, probably they saved for quite some time to be able to get married and throw a lavish wedding in that point in time. But because you feel pressured by your friend for doing that, for having done that, you go and borrow money at the bank at loan sharks just to have this wedding. It's not necessary. It's not a nice thing. So peer pressure also holds us back like too much. Yes, like too much. I've even seen, you know, some people, just because their friend or their friends happen to go on an international holiday, they also feel the pressure of, they also need to go on an international holiday because their friend did that. It's not necessary. You know, do things that you want to do and do things that you can afford. Because if you do things that is out of your pocket, out of your budget, you are actually just creating problems for yourself. So peer pressure, this is something that can also be changed. If you realize that you have a friend who pressurizes you into doing things you are not happy with or you can't afford, or they hold you back, you can stay out of that friendship, right? And also a lack of opportunities, you know, lack of opportunities can really hold people back. Especially now, I can give an example of now in our country, we seem to be having too many graduates, but we don't seem to be, you know, having job opportunities to consume these graduates. So if you are a graduate and you haven't, you know, come across an opportunity for quite some time, 2-3 years, that can make you, you know, feel like you are way back, you are being held back, you know. Especially if some of your mates, some of your friends, some of your old colleagues at school happen to be getting opportunities here and there, and you are just stagnant, you might feel like you are being held back. Another thing that I wanted to say to you guys, I said that I will mention it. This is something that most of us as Africans really believe in. It's witchcraft. Yeah. You know, some of us really still believe in the, you know, the fact that we are held back in life because of witchcraft. There are people out there who just don't want to see other people succeed. So they witch them, and then they just find themselves stagnant. You know, no moving forward, nothing is happening. Even though I'm one person who has been saying that I do not, you know, deny that witchcraft might exist, you know. Maybe it exists, or maybe it's there. It there. Other people use it on other people. I don't know. I'm not sure. But one thing that I've said is that in most cases, what holds us back as individuals, it's usually us individuals, you know. I've said a few things there that would hold, or what plays as factors in holding us back as individuals or as people. You know, things like overthinking when you have to do a decision, or procrastinating when you have to do a decision that might change your life, that can bring a delay in your life because you did not take action when you were supposed to take action. Sometimes it has nothing to do with witchcraft. It's just you, your decisions at the end of the day. What you are deciding in your life is basically the results you get in your life. So I've had the complaints of witchcraft so many times, and I think people who have approached me and, you know, have mentioned the word witchcraft to me probably might have regretted coming to me and saying such things, because I'm usually a person who I will scrutinize you, to be honest. I will not just leave you, you know, come to me and come blabber witchcraft accusations and then not me asking you personal, like, realistic questions as to, okay, so what role have you played to try and fight this witchcraft? Because I don't believe that you squandering your money or you ending up in financial disasters, you know, debts and all that, it's because you are witched. No. I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. So when you were going to loan sharks, when you were borrowing money at the bank, what were you using the money for? You know? And then when I'm asking you these questions, I end up realizing that it's just peer pressure. So how does witchcraft now come in if I can see peer pressure as a major contributor in your financial disasters? And this is why you are not moving forward with your life. This is why you are being held back. So yeah, a lot of us, we are held back because of the things that we do ourselves. It has nothing to do with witchcraft. You know, witchcraft might exist. Maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure. But what I usually advise is that don't have a mentality or a mindset of wanting to blame things on witchcraft without reflecting on what role are you playing? What are you doing at the end of the day to be where you are? So 26 minutes to after. Yeah, it's after. It's 26 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. So let's go for a break. Let me also take a health break and we'll come continue shortly thereafter. Do not go anywhere. We are still together. We still have like 33 good minutes. Yes, still together. So yeah, I'll see you that is on the other side. Hola, hola.
Hola, hola, sangue.
How are you?
Fine, thank you, Vani. Mwaziza, mwaziza.
Tawaziza hande, mwazafti.
Ziza hande.
Eh.
Hini mate makara mamusevi.
Luinzi kwa msevezi.
Luinzi kwa msevezi.
Mm.
Ah, how are you doing, Vani?
No, I'm okay. How are you?
So, I thought the program is recorded, and I said, it's hard for her to have a recorded program, huh?
Yeah, no, I hardly record.
When you mention now the hour, 20 minutes past 5, and what, I say, what the hell is the rest now, what the
Yeah, no, definitely, I'm at work.
So, otherwise, how are things? How has it been, and things like that? And I listen to the program, let me greet you formally before I come in.
Mm.
Yeah, so the issue that you are talking about, especially fear to fail, the label that people attach to failure, it's something that's very scary, very traumatizing, because people, when they think when you fail, and then you know that kind of shame, like you say, they put those kind of labels there, and then you are just good for nothing.
Mm.
You know, we tell you, you cannot do business. You cannot do this. Maybe I'm just saying whether in business, in all aspects of life, actually.
Yeah.
Where we think that we have failed, but we have not failed. You have just begun a very courageous, a very impactful journey, a way you know that you are going to correct issues in your life, you understand? So you need to adjust. You would have learned more and you got experience, first-hand experience, you know?
Yeah.
So it is not something that is shameful, no, because you might fail, might have failed. Say now you haven't made progress there because of certain circumstances that need to be considered as well.
Mm.
So, but of course, our aspiration and desire is to make sure that you make progress. But when you find yourself at the tight corner, you couldn't make it because of social or economic condition, whatever the case might be.
Mm.
So don't put yourself down. Don't give up, and you understand? And now just be pitching for yourself there. No. So you now strategize and make sure that you are on good track. Of course, there are weariness. You can be weary to a lot of things, like you are saying. But I think the most important thing is just to make sure that let's not have this significant fear of failure and all these things that you always downplay your abilities, your intellectual interest.
Yeah, and also let's stop accusing witchcraft, hey?
Hmm?
Let's also stop accusing witchcraft.
Yes, you see, in fact, this is what I almost forget.
Yes.
And especially when they say, no, I'm bewitched. And somebody bewitching them within the family, just within the family circle.
Yeah.
I'm bewitched. Of course, you have actually witched yourself because you have accepted that defeat. You couldn't identify your errors, your mistakes that you have made in the past, or maybe the way you were running it wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing is just to reorganize your life. And then maybe get some mentors, listen to this program where people are talking about how to stand up and how to, you know, not just to be defeated, you know.
Yeah.
So, but those witchy things is really good because they always have something to bring. So the brain, is not a label or place on the tree.
Yeah.
The hood. So the brain has always come to somebody.
Mm.
Maybe it's because the tree is also a living thing, isn't it? The human beings are also living things.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
They are living things.
So, but they said, on the DIE Moshiki, so the blame must just have to go to the person. Maybe yourself, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what it means. So you don't just blame anybody. So sometimes we blame ourselves, even though people are really standing in our way to make progress. So you see how you can overcome. God is always, with God, all things are possible.
Yeah, definitely.
So, no, it's fine. Thank you very much. I know people are watching soccer now, and they are listening. But the willingness, the burnout.
Yeah.
So, especially more when people have not listened to this program, crossover, where they are mentally, spiritually prepared for the day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think a lot of people will flop. Then they say it's a Blue Monday.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Mami, for giving me an opportunity.
No, thank you also for coming through, because it has been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
And I've been wondering, like, oh, and where's my uncle?
We're around. It's just that the activities are becoming so much, and a lot to chew in the table now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ano, yeah. I really appreciate you coming through today.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I will be coming.
All right. Have a lovely week ahead of you.
The same is with and to you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Yes, it is 27 minutes to the hour of 6. I wanted to take a health break, but unfortunately, just before I could stand up and go, I just saw the telephone flashing. I was like, who is this? And it's actually Uncle Buana. You know, I don't even know how to describe him. Probably I would say the godfather of Eagle FM. Yes. Yeah, I think that name is suitable for him, the godfather of Eagle FM. So, yeah, Mr. Too Damn Good, right back into your ears. I will see you that is on the other side. Let me also take that quick health break.
Do you?
are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail. Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
that's not home. We don't wanna spend our lives alone. Baby, let's not make the mistake. Don't let them down. Some people search, but they search too far. When love is so close to their hearts, I won't be searching, cause love is right here and it's clear. It's right in your arms, baby.
Don't you go breaking my heart. Don't run away from these arms. It's something I need you to know.
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail. It is the sounds of Michael Jackson on this one that is titled Stranger in Moscow. Before this one, For Real also came through with a song titled Love Will Be Waiting at Home, as well as Aretha Franklin also came through with a song that is titled It Hurts Like Hell. Yeah. 5 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. But before I do that, I'd just like to encourage each one of you out there who feels like they are left behind. Take a look at what you think might be contributing into you lacking behind or feeling stagnant. Like I mentioned, there are a lot of factors that contribute to us feeling the way we feel, or feeling stagnant and not moving forward in our lives. You know, feelings of, not feelings of, but rather negative self-talk, you know, self-doubt, overthinking, procrastination, a lot of things, environment, family expectations, peer pressure, they are a lot. So it's just up to you, you know, to sit and reflect. Look at what you think might be contributing to you being held behind, because these are things that we can challenge and these are things that we can change. So as we approach a new week, I'd like to wish you a very productive week ahead of you. And don't do anything that is going to exhaust you today, please. It doesn't matter if you are celebrating your birthday or you are just participating in the birthday celebrations or whatever it is you might be doing. Just avoid exhausting yourself. I do not want to hear things like, oh, Blue Monday, like Uncle Buana was saying, that you guys are busy and some of you guys are busy doing things that are going to end up becoming a Blue Monday for you tomorrow. So from me, Abigail, it is adios. Do stay tuned for Eagle Sports Zone that is coming right after me. So bye-bye, leaving you with the sounds of Patti LaBelle on this one that I love from the bottom of my heart, that is titled If You Only Knew. Ciao, bye-bye.
I